Well, I have to say, there's not a great deal left of the morning. And it's kind of the beginning of my Monday. It's a bit of a nightmare. The weekend was slightly bizarre. An action-packed in a way that just felt that I was walking through some sort of muddy treacle that had frozen over in the winter. Crept up on me very, very quickly was Snenton Artists. Now, Snenton Artists are, by definition, artists of Snenton, a group I've been involved with probably for about 10 years now, since I moved to the area. And 3 times a year, they or we, my partner Dan, at Dan Rose Art on Twitter, is an active participant and has submitted a couple of portraits in the past. Up at Green's Mill, it's the windmill in Snenton. So if you look to the east side of Nottingham, you can, a lot of the time, see a windmill. And that windmill marks sort of the high point of Snenton. And there's a little gallery space. And I was walking up there and I was just thinking what a great geek retreat it is. Because Green's Mill, it's got the mechanics and the engineering of a working mill, but also the miller in the 1800s was also a mathematician that was way ahead of his time, to the extent that he was kind of vilified and seen as a bit of an idiot, I think, by the establishment, by Cambridge, the Oxbridge. And it wasn't until I think the 1950s that his mathematics was discovered, and it's all to do with chaos theory. So there's that whole geekdom going on there. There's a great potential, I think, there for a venue for a geek up, maybe even a little bit of a media camp retreat. Not a very large one because it's not a huge space, but I think it'd be a really lovely time, really lovely place. Anyway, Snenton Artists up at Green's Mill. Friday night was the preview. And we had a nice gathering there. And got home a bit of the evening, and some of you may have been following at Dan Rose Art on his poster, and he's having some terrible back problems at the moment. So he was a bit exhausted from that. And then Saturday happened, had rather a long lie-in. But then towards the evening, we had our wall between our house knocked down. Some girls, sort of antisocial behaviour. And although we don't live in the plushest part of the city, and there are disturbances, we don't really experience anything. And anyway, these girls used the estate agency sign next door who are selling to leverage this wall down. So we've got this pile of rubble in our front garden, which is quite bizarre. And then just, trying to sort that out, which put something on today. And then following through from that on the Sunday, that I went back up to the exhibition, we went up for the preview, went up to the exhibition, and just out of the blue, and this just goes to show how perilous it can be to do websites in kind. One of my pet projects is the Snenton Artists website, and it's kind of been with me ever since I've been a web designer. So it's evolved as I've gone through. So I've done hand coding, and then it's moved on to a few embeds, and really kind of shows my stage, my development as a web developer. Or how little, as the case may be. Anyway, out of the blue, one of the Snenton artists declared that, the website didn't work anymore, and, was I not doing it? And I don't, I was quite, she was very happy, but all I could really say was, well, why didn't you tell me it wasn't there? And it kind of hit home of sometimes just how poor communication can be between people. Just a small thing. I mean, to have said, the website's not there. So anyway, I went back, had a look, and there's some strange DNS errors going on. And it's... I don't know. It's like... There's no way of telling that they should have... So it's just been very odd. So I'm really trying to redo that. And it's something I've wanted to be doing. It's needed evolving. It's very hard to do sites in kind because you spend so much time doing the sites... And they're often ones that you enjoy, but then it means that the people who are paying you get a bit neglected, or you neglect to actually find a revenue stream, which tends to be my problem. And especially at the moment, doing some courses for an education establishment who decided that the course wasn't going to run because of lack of take-up, which... That's just bizarre for a social media course in the current climate, which is partially funded and only had 8 places. So my income kind of dissolved leading up to Christmas, which is a little bit of a worry. But I get by and I love what I do and I've found different avenues. So, yeah, I'm going to stop rambling now. And one of the problems is, for those of you that do listen to this, is that I usually boo down one particular street and... Today I deemed it to be far too cold and far too slippery, and falling over on audio wouldn't make quite as much of a funny viral video on YouTube as a video would. So I wasn't even going to get any obscene amounts of hits out of something that I did that would completely embarrass me. So I decided to do this in my office, and as I know would happen, I have rambled and rambled. So I am now going to drink my coffee, visit my lovely tidied contacts, which I will talk about another time, and dive into Twitter, dive into my emails, and just try and continue my week.